USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mr. Youngkin, please repeat after me. I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear.
I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
It's Inauguration Day in Virginia. During an outdoor ceremony, Republican Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin officially takes office as the state's 74th governor. From the Dakotas to the Carolinas, people are braced for a winter storm that is now bearing down on the upper eastern U.S. Up to a foot of snow has fallen across North Dakota and about 10 inches in areas of Iowa. The storm is expected to loop around and head towards the northeast again on Sunday. Officials say road and airport delays are likely, and motorists will need to slow down and plan for extra travel time to reach their destination. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left 6 people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded down here within 2.5 minutes to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the Wow Hall at 8th and Lincoln. We've got 6 victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages, and what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio evidence that's available. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 4-foot tsunami hit the Pacific nation of Tonga and prompted warnings in other nearby islands and also coastal areas of New Zealand after an underwater volcano exploded. The waves crashed into Tonga's largest island and flooded coastal roads, as well as the main street waterfront and properties in the capital of Nuku'alofa. The palace grounds were also swamped and prompted the evacuation of Tonga's king, Tupu VI. The nearby island of Fiji issued an advisory asking people living in low-lying areas to move to safety. The tsunami advisory also affected the island of Vanuatu. The volcano first erupted on Friday, with ash rising 12 miles into the air. Then a second eruption triggered the 4-foot tsunami. Posts on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes after the volcano exploded. Another movie service is hiking its prices. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Get ready to pay more for that Netflix subscription. The basic plan going up to $9.99 a month. The standard plan will cost $15.49, while the premium plan is now $19.99. Netflix saying customers will get an email 30 days before they see the price hike show up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.